From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Democratic Party nominee for U.S. President Hillary Clinton campaigned Friday in the state of Pennsylvania. Jobs creation was the theme.
I feel like I have a very good idea about how a president can help create jobs, because over the 8 years my husband was president, we created 23 million new jobs.
Bill Clinton was president from 1993 to 2001. Republican Party nominee for president Donald Trump also campaigned Friday, talking about how he has fared against Hillary Clinton in voter surveys.
Really, we beat her by a lot. But honestly, the numbers were incredible, which tells you, isn't it good to have Trump running for the presidency?
Presidential election set for November the 8th. U.S. military is vehemently rejecting remarks by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan that the U.S. military was siding with plotters of the failed military coup in Turkey. Erdogan criticized U.S. general after the general voiced concern about the longer-term impact of the coup on U.S. relations with the Turkish military. U.S.-led coalition battling Islamic State fighters in Syria has been concentrating attacks on the city of Manbij. That's near Aleppo, but reports say militants continue to occupy the city center. Meantime, the U.S. envoy for Syria is, for the United Nations, that is urging Russia to let the U.N. take charge of humanitarian corridors in and out of Aleppo. Russia's proposed four of them. This is VOA News. International Committee for the Red Cross warns that more than 1 million people in Iraq could be forced to flee their homes as fighting intensifies in different parts of the country. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the ICRC headquarters in Geneva.
Aid agencies are bracing for a looming battle in Mosul, Iraq's second largest city. Over the past year, the government has been preparing to recapture Mosul from Islamic State militants. ICRC Regional Director for the Near and Middle East, Robert Mardini, says a big military operation in Mosul presents big challenges for humanitarian agencies.
Already today, one-tenth of the Iraqi population is displaced, and every day hundreds of families continue to be displaced and are in need of shelter, protection, and assistance.
The ICRC is launching a preliminary appeal for $17 million to start what will develop into a much larger operation. The money will be used to provide water, food, medical supplies, and other crucial aid for people caught up in the fighting. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
United Nations has extended its peacekeeping mission in South Sudan until August 12th. Mission of 10,000 troops unable to intervene in battles in the capital, Juba, between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and others who back the former First Deputy Vice President Riek Machar, because both of them are equipped with heavy weapons. Thousands of civilians have gathered at U.N. bases in search of safe refuge during street battles. Unrest in South Sudan has killed tens of thousands of people and displaced more than 2 million since 2013. Pope Francis walked in silence through the Nazi death camp Auschwitz-Birkenau in Poland, more than a million people killed there during World War II. Most of the victims were Jews. The Pope met individually with elderly survivors of the camp. Pope Francis is on a 5-day visit to Poland. The state of Florida has reported 4 cases of the Zika virus, seemingly not linked to travel. Here is Florida Governor Rick Scott.
While no mosquito traps have tested positive for the Zika virus, the Department of Health is aggressively testing people in the affected area to ensure there are no other cases of this virus.
Mosquitoes which carry the Zika virus have been found in the southern U.S. states, such as Florida. Though the virus is relatively mild in most cases, many pregnant women who are infected with Zika give birth to babies with a congenital defect called microcephaly, which causes abnormally small heads. More than 1,600 such cases have been reported in Brazil, where the outbreak began last year. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.